So you both are bike riding humans.
Yes. We actually ride tandem bikes together. So bicycles built for two.
There's a song about bicycles.
Yes.
Yes. Do you sing that as you're going down the road?
No, because he's a terrible singer.
Thank you. The truth hurts.
So you've been riding together then for a long time.
Yeah.
I presume you ride in a way that you can make sure, Claude, that Smith does everything you tell him to do.
That's absolutely right. Because I usually stick the bike map on his back, and so I tell him, left here, right there, left here. But he does the steering.
So before we talk more about the Raven Rock Ramble, tell me about riding a tandem bike.
So my grandparents, my grandfather was a marathon runner, and one of his buddies who ran marathons with him also was married and had a wife who did not know how to ride a bike, and they rode a tandem bike. And when I was a kid growing up, we would sometimes meet that couple, and I noticed that they were in their 70s and still having a blast, and I was thinking, I want to be like that when I'm old. And so when I met Smith and he was riding bikes, I proposed that we should try a tandem bike, and our first try was a terrible failure. Because I did not know what to do.
What actually happened? Did you guys just crash, or did you yell at each other the whole
time? No, we started from his parents' home in Wilmington, North Carolina, and we went on a ride. We finished, and Smith was wiped out, and I was like, this is great. And the next day, we go on a ride again, just to make sure that we figured it out. And as we leave his parents' house, he said, can you give it a kick? And the bike just took off. And he said, where were you yesterday? And I was like... With the traffic, I didn't know what to do, so thank goodness for the second ride, because it was 20 years ago.
Yeah. And so you ride this tandem bike in the Raven Rock Ramble.
Yes, we do.
And how does that work there? Are you the only tandem bike rider?
Not the only, but normally there's like 600 participants, and there's probably maybe four or five tandems there. I mean, well, last year we invited some friends of ours from Massachusetts to come down on tandem. They rode it with us, so we did 100 miles together with them last year. So
do the tandem bike riders stick together in this Raven Rock Ramble, or are you just riding away with all the other?
No, I think they ride with other people that go at their pace. So last year, I think we were with the second group, and each tandem found another group of people that was riding at a pace that was comfortable for them. So, no, we did not. We only stuck with our friends from Massachusetts, and the others did their own thing.
And you just blew them away.
In that case, we did. But sometimes...
It's the other way around.
Right.
So the various stages in this race and others, there's a group that must go out very fast.
Yes.
There's a group that I would probably be in, which would be sort of in the very back. But how does that work?
So usually what happens at Raven Rock... before the ride starts, the typical announcements and also to talk about typical bike ride is how the roads are marked. All the turns are marked with paint on the road. And depending on your distance, they're different colored. So, you know, if I'm doing 100 miles, they're probably white. If they're doing like the 60 mile, or it's probably yellow or some other color. So he kind of goes over that. Then usually the people who want to ride hard and fast are usually near the beginning. And so as soon as he says go, they go. And it can be fairly fast to start with, to try to get to a group that's big enough to have fun with, but not too big that it's dangerous. And also you like to try to get people with about the same skill level you are and all that, just to make it safe for everyone.
But a tandem bike must require a different skill set than somebody riding by themselves.
There's some more coordination between the two, but it's sort of like a big car and a little car. Basically driving them, they're kind of the same. Okay, in a bigger car, you need to make sure you have a little more room when you make a turn or something, because it's a little longer than a little sports car. And like a big truck, it's a little slower in getting started up a hill or something. But generally, they're kind of the same. They float a little bit different when you're near a single bike, so you have to be careful not to run over them going down the hill or that type of nature.
Yeah, and there are people that like to ride in groups at the Raven Rock Ramble and others that do not, so... This would not be the ride to improvise yourself in trying to ride with a group if you've never done it before, because there are groups that ride at a very spirited pace. So, yes.